Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome to Growing Through It, a podcast dedicated to bringing you clarity so that you can harness your curiosity and be the creator of your life. Hosted by me, Shanae Rowe. Hello, my lovelies, and welcome back. Thanks again for joining me for episode 9. This one is called Discerning Intuition from Anxiety as a Way to Foster Abundance. And the big question of this episode is, how do you know if it's anxiety or your intuition? And I was first asked this question when I was on a women's retreat in the Byron Bay hinterlands at the end of 2023. And we were first asked this as a group. And initially, I did not really know how to answer this question. I hadn't given it much thought about, you know, what is the difference between anxiety and intuition? Is there a difference? What does it mean? And interestingly enough, over the last couple of weeks, an answer has sort of been stewing in my mind sort of unconsciously, and it's been brought to the forefront, and I feel like I have quite a few ideas and little musings that I would really like to share and talk about. So I think it's really easy to confuse anxiety and intuition because they both elicit such a strong emotional response, right? So I think anxiety is like that fear-based. It brings you a lot of unease. It can feel heavy. You can feel it in your chest, your upper abdomen, in your gut. But mainly, anxiety, I have found, is influenced by external pressures. It's influenced by the outside world and it doesn't really come from ourselves. And it has a lot of focus on the past and the future and not so much the present. Whereas intuition, it can be quite an intense feeling, but it is this real inherent feeling of just knowing. It can be calm, and it's this way of understanding instinctively without conscious reasoning. Like, people can say, you know, it's your gut feeling. And I honestly think it's our inner wisdom, and it is our inner core values coming to the surface. And unlike anxiety, where the focus is on the past and the future, intuition has a focus on the here and now. It's what we need in this moment. It's what we need to do right here and now in the present. I think it's really important to be able to differentiate between the two. And I think being able to understand if it is our intuition or if it's anxiety comes from our ability to know ourselves and to understand our basic functions and our baseline sort of normal, how we operate, our emotions and our responses that are elicited from external pressures, right? I think another way to differentiate between anxiety and intuition as well is that anxiety is really fast, but not in a calm way. It's really fast as in sort of like you want to make a decision. You want to make the easiest decision possible based out of fear. It's based out of like fear of the unknown and you're not wanting to do something. Whereas intuition, I find it can be as well, it can be sort of a speedy decision, but it feels calm and it feels really slow and it feels right in our bodies. There is no sort of gut-wrenching feeling pulling us. Like, there's no questioning about it. Intuition, there's no like inner voice asking us if we've made the right decision or not. Intuition is just like, this is our decision and like you can do it or not, but just know that you'll end up doing it anyways. Whereas anxiety, we make a decision and we're questioning ourselves, whether it's the right one, whether it's the wrong one, if there are better options out there for us, or, you know, there's a whole lot of mind chatter when it's anxiety. But intuition, I find our minds are at ease. And the only resistance that comes up is the fear that arises if we are to follow the path that our intuition wants us to take. Another little point that I want to touch on is like this gut feeling around intuition, because I know a lot of people feel anxiety in their gut as well. And so that can lead to a lot of confusion. When it is anxiety, we feel it in our gut and it doesn't feel nice. It feels sort of like a churning and a turning, and our insides are sort of wrapping around each other, and and pulling at our body, and we don't feel comfortable or safe, and we don't feel at ease in our own body. That's sort of like the gut feeling that anxiety elicits. That's what I've found. When you do have that gut feeling from anxiety, I also find that breathing is accompanied with that. So it's like short breathing. We can get a little bit out of breath, or maybe even hyperventilating when we get anxiety, right? And that can lead to panic attacks and things like that. So I think when anxiety is responsible for a gut feeling, like it doesn't feel nice in our bodies, we can sort of distinguish anxiety in our guts, right? Whereas intuition being described as a gut feeling, like I understand it, but I think more so intuition is more of like a heart feeling. When I make a decision and know that it is my intuition and sort of my, like my higher consciousness speaking to me, I feel it in my heart, right? It's just this feeling of, I know this is the way, I know this is what I have to do. And there is nothing else to add to that. There is no questioning. There is no sort of like churning in my stomach. It's just immense peace. But it's my heart saying yes to something. And I don't know, maybe you guys might resonate with that a little bit more. But for me personally, I don't feel that intuition is a gut feeling. I feel like it is more of a heart feeling. It's that knowing, it's that peace, it is that sense of love and protection and safety in our bodies, and it feels nice. I think when you know it's intuition, you don't have your tummy churning, if that makes sense. I was also having a think the other day about sort of how to discern intuition from anxiety, and the first thing that popped into my mind was a winding path, all right? It's this beautiful pathway that we're on, and for me, it's out in the forest somewhere. It's not a paved path. It is lined with big trees and wildflowers, and there's some animals hopping about and butterflies and bees and insects all just like flying around. The sunlight's flickering through the tree branches, and it's just a peaceful, you know, it's just a peaceful little stroll along this path. And I think a good way to describe intuition versus anxiety is that when we're walking along this beautiful path, all right, and we come to a crossroads, anxiety will overthink which way to go. Do I go left? Do I go right? Do I go forward? Do I just stand here and do nothing for like 50 minutes? And I think a good thing to remember is that anxiety comes from a place of thinking this way is better. No, this way is better. And we overthink things, right? We struggle to make a decision because we're focused on what if this way is better than the way that I do choose, all right? What if the direction that I pick is the wrong direction and I end up somewhere crappy instead of somewhere really beautiful if I just continued straight along and if I didn't turn left here? Or anxiety can go in the opposite direction and it can come from a place of what if it's worse, all right? What if I turn right and everything turns horribly? What if so many things go wrong? What if I make a really bad decision and I just would have been better off going straight? So I think that anxiety elicits those two really strong responses when we pay attention. It's what if this decision is better, or what if this decision is worse? But they're both sort of anxiety. They're both this fear of the unknown, a sense of unease, and it will bring about sort of sensations in our body that don't feel comfortable. And I think it's important to sort of note here that I don't think that these questions of what if this way is better, what if this way is worse, I don't think that those questions actually come from ourselves. I think that they come from external pressures, and I think that they're influenced by external society and people in our lives. It's this whole idea of what if this doesn't look as good to the outside world, right? We're making these decisions not because it is what we actually want, but it's because we're fearing something. We're creating scenarios in our mind of maybe this is going to be better than my initial decision, or maybe this is going to be worse than if I just did this other thing instead, right? We're overthinking, we're overanalyzing, and we're not actually making a decision based on what we want. It's based out of fear. And it also comes from a place of pressure, all right? Like, how many times have you made a decision because you think it's going to look better to the outside world, or because you want to please your family or your friends, or you know, any sort of decision that you make, not for yourself, but because you want to please other people, or you don't want to disappoint someone else, you don't want to disappoint your family or the people that you care about. And I think that is where anxiety thrives, and sort of that is what anxiety is. It's making decisions not from our hearts, but from a place of fear of what others think, and an idea of us being attached to how something is going to be perceived by the outside world, a world that is not our internal place of sort of love and abundance. Whereas if we go back to that winding path again and we get to that crossroads, intuition is the way. There is no questioning what way to go. There is no overanalyzing if we go left, if we go right, if we continue forward, or if we go backwards. We just know and we just move in that direction. I had lots of experience with this when I was traveling in my van. A lot of the times I felt drawn to go and see certain areas. Northern Rivers in northern New South Wales was an example of that one. I just felt an intense calling to go to that area, all right? And that is intuition. Waking up in the morning and deciding that I wanted to go to this specific waterfall just purely because it felt right, that is intuition. And I also had so many experiences while traveling where it was anxiety, where I worked myself up thinking about all the possible scenarios and decisions that I could make. And honestly, a lot of the times it left me just feeling so horrible about myself. If I woke up one morning and I had so many options of where to go on a hike or a waterfall to see or a little creek exploration, and if I didn't listen to my intuition, which is usually like the first decision that your mind pulls you towards, I would spend hours overanalyzing because my anxiety would take a hold of me. It was like, oh, maybe I'll go to this waterfall and then I'll go on this hike afterwards. But what if I don't have fun there? What if going to this little market in the morning is actually going to be better? What if I meet people there and have a really fun time, and it's way better than if I go to this waterfall? And it would just be this endless cycle of overanalyzing every decision, thinking that it's going to be better for me, or maybe it's not going to be better for me. What if it's worse? Overanalyzing every little thing. Whereas intuition was always like that first thing that I wanted to do, just go and do it. Anxiety takes a hold of us when we don't listen to our intuition and we just start thinking about all of the outcomes of every possible circumstance and situation, and then we're just left in this crazy like mind fog of, oh my goodness, what do I do? Because clearly I don't know what decision to make. So that's sort of how I understand intuition versus anxiety. But another question that has been on my mind lately is, how does following our intuition create abundance in our life? And what even is abundance, right? So I think abundance, it's a large quantity of something. And I like to think of abundance not in terms of material things, but more sort of emotional and spiritual, love, satisfaction, fun, fulfillment, connection, sense of community. They're all of the things that for me to live a fulfilling life, I want to have all of those in abundance, right? Doesn't really matter if I have like 6 properties or like millions of dollars. Abundance for me, in the terms that I use it, is more to do with our values and a sense of contentment and love and fulfillment and just pure connection. We want all of those things in abundance. And I think if we return back to that path analogy that I was talking about, when we do make decisions from within our hearts and not from an external place of pleasing other people, then we're able to attract everything that's sort of destined for us. And when we just sort of let life flow in that way, if we let sort of everything that is made for us meet us where we need it to, then we do create this flow of abundance. Because when we make decisions from a place of anxiety, we're worried about external values. We're worried about how things look, how we're going to look. We're worried that we're going to ruin our futures if we make the wrong decision. And we're worried about the past affecting our futures if we perceive a past decision as being bad or not a good one. And if we think about that, if we think about anxiety in that terms, it's not what we want, and we're attracting lower frequencies because we're misaligned with what we deserve and we're completely off track of what we need and understanding the things that will sustain our spirit. Whereas if we make decisions based on our gut feeling, based out of our heart feeling and our intuition, then everything in the entire world that is designed to come into our lives will. We let it. We're attracting that higher frequency and that higher energy. And I think when we are in that state of attracting a higher energy, then love and satisfaction and fulfillment can come to us because we are open to receiving messages about what we truly deserve and desire. And it's not based off of our preference, right? Thinking about our personal preference, we hold on to ideas and things when we make decisions about how something's going to look in the future or how it looks in the past. And that's a preference. And if we hold too tightly onto our personal preferences and what we think's going to look good for us and what we think looks right for us, and all this comes from, you know, making decisions based off of anxiety and based off of the outside world and not actually our internal world, then we're not actually open to receiving the things that are aligned to us. And we're not open to receiving, you know, connection in abundance or love in abundance. And we're not open to receiving little messages that point us in the direction of sort of what is right for us and what we deserve to achieve in our lives. And I think intuition breeds trust. The more that we follow our hearts, the more that we make a decision that's based off of trusting the divine timing of the universe and trusting that everything that we deserve, we already have in the future, then that creates prosperity, which is just us thriving, and that's our success. When we trust our decision to follow our hearts, then we start to thrive. We start to appreciate where we are, and we're not forcing where we want to go. And that prosperity creates our abundance. You know, if we can trust in the unfolding of our lives, if we can trust that everything that we truly are deserving of, we already have in a future version of ourselves, then we invite so much love into our lives. We invite connection with other people, and we invite a sense of community between us and people who are aligned with us. When we're creating decisions based on our intuition rather than anxiety, we are saying yes to the things that we are deserving of. We're saying yes to our hearts and following our own individual sort of path. And I think if we open our hearts up to receiving all these little messages from the universe, we're able to find fulfillment, because we're not completely worried about our own personal preference and our anxieties of what is going to be a better decision, and is this going to be bad or is this going to be good, and is that going to be better, and am I going to look good to the outside world? You're totally like not even on that wavelength anymore. And so you're inviting all of these little ideas to pop into your head that better align with you, that you say yes to purely because you feel like it is the right decision and not because of anything else. Logic sort of goes out the door and it's just your gut feeling. It is just this sense of true and deep knowing that you are making every decision that is right for you. The deeper that you connect with your intuition and that inner voice, the less anxiety comes into it, okay? The less you have all these little voices questioning every decision that you make, right? When you follow your intuition, when you connect to that part of yourself, those little pieces of anxiety and overthinking and overanalyzing start to become more subtle, right? They start to fall to the wayside because you trust that you know the way. And then so you create a life where you're thriving, where you're creating all of this internal and external success because you just know that you know the way. And that is where abundance is. That's where it lives. That's where it breeds. Right? You invite love into your life and then you create more love. Inviting loving connections with people into your life and trusting that you're going to bring people into your life who have a loving connection with you and where you can create that safe, beautiful relationship with somebody creates more of that abundance of loving connection because you trust yourself, right? Intuition is all about just trusting ourselves, trusting our judgment and knowing what is right for us in the moment, regardless of what other people think, regardless of how it looks to your friends or your family or even yourself. All right. Sometimes we have to take ourselves out of the picture. Sometimes we have to not worry about how we perceive something is going to be and just follow that little voice in our head that tells us like it's just the way to go. Just listen to it. And I think when we start to tap into our intuition a lot more, when we start to know what is intuition from anxiety, we really do invite such an abundance of love, of satisfaction, of connection, community, fulfillment, play. We invite all of that into our life. And it's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy in the best possible way because we know that we created that from following our hearts, from following our intuitions. And so we realize that the more we do that, the more of that abundance is going to flow into our life. And it's just this snowball effect of positivity and connection and absolute love and joy for our whole existence. So yeah, I encourage you all to start paying attention to where your decisions are coming from. Is it a place of intuition or is it a place of anxiety and fear? And from that, I encourage you to start listening to your intuition more, to start trusting that calm, instinctive knowing and inner wisdom that we all have so that you can focus on the here and now and the present moment and make decisions that are right for you and that are going to lead you to all the beautiful places that you're destined to go. So I'll leave you with that one. Thank you for listening. As always, I appreciate it and I love you guys so much. That's all from me today. So get on out there and enjoy your big, beautiful life. Bye.